The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
This old muddy water's been rising. The levee's gone and broken down. Well, the snakes and the gators and the muskrats too, well, they're headed for higher ground. Have you ever seen a stream go crazy? I tell you, boys, it ain't no fun. You got mud, you got silt, you got danger everywhere, and the water don't know which way to run. Set the sun shine down, down on Louisiana. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all the rain. Along comes Billy in a rowboat built for two. But he's got a woman, he's got a child, he's got an old black man and a boat sinking down. But what can we do? Some people find it hard to believe, and some are cursing out up at the sky. Now this fella, he's looking for his family dog, and some are hanging their heads to cry. Set the sun shine down, down on Louisiana. Send the sunshine down, let it dry up all of the rain. The people been sticking together, the water's been rising all day. Some are breaking their backs in those sand-filled sacks, and some are bowing their heads to pray. Set the sun shine down, down on Louisiana. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all of the rain. Now if I ever live to be 100, one thing I will remember well. At one time in my life, well, I'd seen enough water to put out all of the fire in hell. Set the sun shine down, down on Louisiana. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all of the rain. As if I ever lived to be 100, one thing I will remember well. At one time in my life, well, I'd seen enough water to put out all of the fire in hell. Set the sun shine down, down on Louisiana. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all of the rain. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all of the rain. Send the sun shine down, let it dry up all of the rain.
Good morning, folks. What a pleasure it is to welcome you to a special worship experience with the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Our fellowship is a principle-based, truth-seeking, justice-seeking, welcoming faith community affiliated with the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. Our minister is the Reverend Larry Pierce. We're located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, on the web at tpuuf.org, and wherever you may be this lovely May morning. We welcome all, whoever you are, from wherever you've come, wherever you may be on your life journey, on your spiritual journey, whatever you must in conscience truly, responsibly believe. However you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you. And as always, we extend a special welcome to anyone tuning in for the first or second time, or for the first time in a long time. If you're not already or not still connected to us, we invite you to fill out a virtual visitor's card. You'll find a link to that card in our Zoom chat box. Fill out that form and you'll become more aware of our mission and activities here at the Thomas Paine Fellowship. And we invite you to worship with us this morning in our service, Ballads, Our Stories in Song. Today, we continue a tea puff tradition begun 7 years ago of devoting a worship service to honor Unitarian Universalist troubadours. Who are UU troubadours? They're the singer-songwriters whose music helps make our Unitarian Universalist principles and sources more accessible, and who inspire us to greater heights of spiritual awakening, compassion, and social action. I'm Jerry Lazzaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, and I'm elated to officiate this annual tribute. This year, in keeping with our Soul Matters theme for this month, story, we'll focus on ballads. This balladic tradition stretches back millennia in songs that tell stories from historic legends, fairy tales, and fables to jokes and tales of outlaws and star-crossed lovers. In modern music, the label ballad is also applied to any slow, romantic, or nostalgic song that tells the story of an event or moment in a songster's life and or in a relationship. Whether traditional or modern, a ballad unites the power of story and the power of song to help us relate to people and situations and to find more personal or universal meaning in what others have experienced. I hope you were able to tune into our prelude this morning, Bill Stain's Louisiana Storm. It's a stellar example of a traditional ballad. Stain's first recorded Louisiana Storm on his 1983 album, Bridges. The song memorializes the extensive flooding during one of the storms that devastated the Louisiana coast. Which storm exactly? That isn't clear, but does it matter? How many had struck before the 1980s? How many since? And the scenes that he describes in the song are ones that we've seen on television, even as recent as last year in Hurricane Laura's attack on the coast. Any song that can live comfortably beside the well-worn songs of folk tradition has a good chance of surviving the test of time, wrote folk legend Sandy Payton. And such, Payton concluded, are the songs of Bill Stain's. Stain's songs River and All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir are favorites here at TPUF. Many of you have been delighted by our own TPUF troubadour, David Perry, performing All God's Critters in his own inimitable style, complete with his illustrations and sound effects produced by the audience. Well, there's lots more wonderful music this morning, folks, including our next song, Carry the Flame. In keeping with our theme this morning and consistent with the spirit of creativity and mastery of UU troubadours, we're going to do something a little different this morning. We'll combine our gathering song with our chalice lighting, thanks to music written and performed by Reverend Daniel Schatz. This UU troubadour lives and works close by. Since 2016, he's been minister of our neighboring Unitarian congregation of Westchester, Pennsylvania. Before that, he served the Bucksmott UU Fellowship in Warrington for over 14 years. The chalice and the flame form the symbol of our free faith. And Dan Schatz, in his 2021 song, Carry the Flame, will light our chalice for us. The tune is straightforward and the words to the song are in the video. So please join Dan, if only in the chorus, in singing Carry the Flame. And following our gathering song / chalice lighting, Preston Lutweiler will light our peace lamp.
Ta toughest time you ever knew. The only thing that you could do was carry the flame. Sickness spreading through the land, you held your spirit in your hands. Carried the flame. Storms and sorrows gathered round, you raised your head and you stayed your ground. You carried the flame. Through endless days of the hardest living, you kept on loving, kept on giving. You kept on and carried the flame. Carry the flame, raise it high, send its beacon through the sky. Keep it strong and shining through the pain. Let it rise and let it grow. Let it light the world you know. Let it glow. Carry the flame. And when the day is done at last, we take on the spark you passed. And carry the flame. From hand to hand, we send it on, the kindling hope of a rising dawn. In us all, we carry the flame. The flame, raise it high, send its beacon through the sky. Keep it strong and shining through the pain. Let it rise and let it grow. Let it light the world you know. Let it glow. Carry the flame. We are nurses, doctors, teachers. We are children, parents, preachers, and we all carry the flame. We are scientists and cargo packers, farmers, singers, grocery stackers, young and old. We carry the flame. Carry the flame, raise it high, send its beacon through the sky. Keep it strong and shining through the pain. Let it rise and let it grow. Let it light the world you know. Let it glow. Carry the flame. Let it glow. Carry the flame.
After I light the peace lamp, your response will be, and with all the people of the world. May peace be with us, and with all the people of the world.
You know, Dan Schatz is becoming better known to us as a UU troubadour, and it's about time. We incorporated again in our service just 2 weeks ago the title song of his album, Promise of the Sowing. Dan is a folk singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, author, and a Unitarian minister. He was nominated for a Grammy in 2010 for his work on Singing Through the Hard Times, a tribute to Utah Phillips. Our next UU troubadour needs no introduction. Pete Seeger is the consummate UU troubadour. In a career spanning 75 years, Pete carried his stories and messages of activism and hope all around the world to audiences of all ages. He was the inspiration for starting our annual tribute to UU Troubadours, which we schedule as close to possible to Pete's birthday. Tomorrow, May 3rd, will be the 102nd anniversary of his birth. Today, we'll call on Pete for a moment for all ages as he performs Abby Yo-Yo. Abby Yo-Yo is a story in word and song based on a South African folktale. This performance was recorded in 1986 during an interview with the host of the TV show Reading Rainbow, LeVar Burton.
All kinds of books can be used for storytelling. Now, Abby Yo-Yo is a book you can sing, which makes perfect sense because it was written by a folk singer, Mr. Pete Seeger, who's here with us today. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Pete, tell us where you got the idea to write the book, Abby Yo-Yo.
Oh, quite unintentional. I was singing a lullaby to my kids about 35 years ago. And, you know, kids get about 3 years old and they discover that lullabies are propaganda songs.
What do you mean, propaganda?
Oh, they don't want to go to sleep. They howled me down. No, we want a story. So I compromised, as one does in this world. I said, okay, I'll figure out a story, but I'll sing you the song too.
Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo, Abby Yo-Yo.
Based on a South African lullaby and folk story. Text by Pete Seeger. Illustrations by Michael Hayes. Spoken and sung by me, Pete Seeger. You know, once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. Around town he'd go. Clink, clunk, clunk. Clunk, clink, clunk. The grown-ups would say,
take that thing out of here.
Not only that, the boy's father got in trouble. The boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, and make things disappear. But he played too many tricks on people. He'd come up to someone about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zoop, the glass disappears. Someone doing a hard job of work. Up comes the father with his magic wand. Zip! No saw. He'd come up to someone about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zip! No chair.
That's not funny.
Yeah, right. Get out of town.
People said to the father, you get out of here too. Take your magic wand and your tricks and you and your son. Just get. And the boy and his father were ostracized. That means they made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town, they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abby Yo-Yo. He said he was as tall as a tree and could eat people up. Of course, nobody believed the story, but they told it anyway. One day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow in front of the sun, and they could feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted.
Run for your lives! Abby Yo-Yo's coming!
He comes to the sheep pasture. He grabs a whole sheep. Yowp! He comes to the cow pasture. He grabs a whole cow. Hunk!
Grab your most precious possessions and run! Run!
Just then, the boy and his father woke up.
Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field?
Why, son, that's Abba-Yo-Yo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, Pa. He grabs his father by one hand. The father gets the magic wand. And the boy gets his ukulele. They run across the fields. People yell, don't go near him!
He'll eat you alive!
There was Abba-Yo-Yo.
He had long fingernails because he never cut them. He had slobbery teeth because he didn't brush them. Stinking feet because he didn't wash them. He raised up with his claws. Just then the boy whips out his ukulele.
Abba-Yo-Yo, 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 Abba-Yo-Yo.
Well, you know the giant had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread over the giant's face. And the giant started to dance.
Abba-Yo-Yo, 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 Abba-Yo-Yo.
The boy went faster.
Abba-Yo-Yo, yo-yo, yo-yo, Abba-Yo-Yo, yo-yo, yo-yo, Abba-Yo-Yo. The giant got out of breath. He staggered. He fell down flat on the ground.
Up steps the father. Abba-Yo-Yo disappeared. He's gone. The people ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, come back to town, bring your darn ukulele, we don't care anymore. And they all sang, Abba-Yo-Yo, 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 yo-yo, yo-yo, Abba-Yo-Yo, yo-yo, yo-yo. And that's the story of Abba-Yo-Yo.
Great story, Pete. I think I like the disappearing part the best.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
How come?
Time for me to disappear.
I hope you noticed the inscription on Pete's banjo. It's an image, too, that's at the top of our order of service. This machine surrounds hate and forces it to surrender. More music of and reflection on Pete Seeger later in our service. Our next troubadour, again, needs little introduction. Jim Scott is one of the most prolific, well-traveled, and well-known UU troubadours. Many of you recall that Jim visited us a few years ago to present a concert and to lead worship to help celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of our fellowship. No fewer than 9 of Jim's songs that he's written or arranged are in our hymnals. We've sung his songs, Gather the Spirit, The Oneness of Everything, and May Your Life Be as a Song, many times over the years. Jim graciously gave permission to use his ballad, The Braided Rug, in our service this morning. The song is recorded on his year 2000 album, Sailing with the Moon. This song perfectly complements the service our minister, Larry Pierce, led at the end of April, remember? Weaving together the threads and pieces of our lives, which marked our first Bring a Quilt to Church Sunday. Now, granted, a rug is not a quilt, but the braided rug Jim's mother created allows him to weave together the life of his family, the story of his family. The images are so captivating, I thought you might enjoy seeing as well as hearing them. So let's enjoy Jim Scott's The Braided Rug. You can follow the lyrics on the slides shown on your screen.
Spinning, bright spinning, the whole room across, telling the tales of triumph and loss. Cycling, recycling, a life's love for me. Treasures of childhood and family fashioned the way that dreams lines are made out from the center and follow the spiral dance of the brain. The rug started quietly when I was 10. Traced my brother and me from boys into men. A mother's meditation, no need to work fast. We use what we have and we make it to last. Short trousers and long relatives' hand-me-downs, ruffling skirts and cozy nightgowns. The gray suit I wore at the church in the pines, singing "What child is this?" It's now part of the grand design. Spinning, bright spinning, the whole room across, telling the tales of triumph and loss. Cycling, recycling, a life's love for me. Treasures of childhood and family. Fashioned the way that dreams are made. Out from the center and follow the spiral dance of the brain. Oh, pleasures and wonders, aspirations and tears. All woven together over some 15 years. Mom's favorite red coat and my olive green pants and the camel hair jacket from my first high school dance. Haphazard donations from cousin or friend, too good to discard and too ragged to mend. Now torn into strips and gathered in spools and spun out in colorful chaos as she made her own rules. Old navy blue blanket, Dad's checkered work shirt, now tied up with burgundy and over to flirt with the teal and the gray of some old college clothes. Hey, where is that overcoat? Let's see if Mom knows. On the outermost edge, there's the herringbone weave, Grandfather's best suit until he took his leave. With my Abe Lincoln greatcoat from the army sent home, I thought she would mend it, but you know I should have known. Spinning, bright spinning, the whole room across, telling the tales of triumph and loss. Cycling, recycling, a life's love for me. Treasures of childhood and family, fashioned the way that dreams are made. Out from the center and follow the spiral dance of the brain.
Worship committee is pleased to announce that Jim Scott will again lead worship for us on August 1st of this year. I do hope you'll all be able to join us on August 1st for what I know will be an uplifting and memorable experience. You know, Jim Scott is an incredible musician as well as composer and has created and performed instrumental pieces, including one called Gulls Rising. The song is from his 2020 album, Instruments of Peace. We invite you now to engage in some moments of meditation guided by his music. Take a few deep breaths. Shrug your shoulders, maybe your head around a little bit to get rid of any tension you have there. Perhaps close your eyes. Allow your mind to create images summoned by the music. With the gulls, let your spirit rise. I recently came across a blog post titled "The Magic of Music and Storytelling." In that post, novelist Rebecca E. Neely shared this thought on the synergy between music and storytelling. I quote, "Music is a quintessential form of storytelling, a rich and powerful kind of collective history passed down from one generation to the next to enrich, embrace, and enjoy. Both art forms possess the unique ability to feed the soul by entertaining, soothing, teaching, relaxing, and inspiring. Because of that, I cherish the lifelong connection I have with both music and storytelling." Well, folks, we'll continue to celebrate that magical connection this morning with a ballad by Reverend Fred Smalls, J.D. Fred Smalls may be the most talented, accomplished UU troubadour you've never heard of. He's a true, dedicated emissary for UU principles of human dignity and worth, justice, equity, and compassion, and the interdependent web of existence. Fred Small served as a Unitarian Universalist parish minister for over 20 years. He left parish ministry in 2015 to focus on advocating and organizing for environmental, racial, and climate justice. He currently serves as executive director of the Massachusetts Interfaith Power and Light and as minister for climate justice at Boston's Arlington Street Church. He leads workshops on spiritual support for climate activism. And sometimes you need that support because, like he has, unfortunately, many times been thrown in jail for his activism. Grist Magazine, a nonprofit independent media organization dedicated to telling stories of climate solutions and a just future, ranks Smalls among its 15 green religious leaders worldwide. Smalls toured internationally as a folk singer-songwriter, released 7 albums. Among his many accolades is one I know he or any troubadour, UU or otherwise, would cherish. Pete Seeger referred to Fred Smalls as, quote, "one of America's best songwriters." Fred Smalls makes his debut in our annual UU Troubadour service with the song "The Heart of the Appaloosa." The song tells the story of the oppression and brutality suffered by the Nez Perce Native Americans, which included the slaughter of their cultural pride and economic mainstay, the breed of horse we know as the Appaloosa. Here's a video montage accompanying Fred Smalls singing "The Heart of the Appaloosa."
Peaks of the Coeur d'Alene, thimbleberries in the forest, elk grazing on the plain. The people of the Coyote made their camp along the streams of the green Wallawa Valley, when fences had no name. And they bred a strain of horses, the treasure of the tribe, who could toe dance on a ridge or gallop up a mountainside, who could haul the hunter's burden, turn a buffalo stampede. The horse that wore the spotted coat was born with matchless speed. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never died. Winter came, the crown at once, near frozen in the cold. Bring in firearms and spyglasses and a book that saves the soul. The people gave them welcome, nursed them till their strength returned, and studied the talking paper, its mysteries to learn. In the shadow of the mission sprang up farms and squatter towns. The plain was lined with fences, the plow blade split the ground. In the shallows of the clear water, gold glittered in the pan. And word would come from Washington, remove the Indian. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never died. The chief spoke to the people in his anger and his pain. I am no more Chief Joseph, Rolling Thunder is my name. They condemn us to a wasteland of barren soil and stone. We shall fight them if we must, but we will find another home. They fled into the Bitterroot, an army at their heels. They fought at Whitebird Canyon, they fought at Misery Hill, till the colonel saw his strategy and sent the order down to kill the Appaloosa wherever it be found. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never dies. 1,200 miles retreating, three times over the divide. The horse their only safety, their only ally. 3,000 Appaloosas perished with the tribe. The people and the horses dying side by side. Thunder rolling in the mountains said, my heart is sick and sad. Our children now are freezing, the old chiefs are dead. The hunger takes our spirit, our wounds are deep and sore. Where the sun now stands, I will fight no more. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never died. They were sent to Oklahoma, malaria ran rife, but more died of broken hearts, far from the land that gave them life. And the man once called Joseph at death was heard to say, we have given up our horses, they have gone away. But sometimes without warning, from a dull domestic herd, a spotted horse of spirit, wondrous will emerge. Strong it is and fearless and nimble on a hill. Listening for thunder, the Appaloosa's living still. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never dies. Thunder rolling in the mountains, lead the people across the great divide. There's blood on the snow in the hills of Idaho, but the heart of the Appaloosa never dies.
Our UU troubadours often remind us of a collective history that contains a great deal of ugliness as well as beauty. We always make room in our troubadour service to acknowledge our in-house UU troubadours, one of whom is T-Puff friend Mike Holiday. Mike has led worship here five times in the past 4 years or so. His last pulpit appearance was August 9th of last year, when he led a service titled Sheltered Revelations. And this morning, he'll perform the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. It's a ballad by a singer-songwriter who shared many a stage with Pete Seeger and whose music often reflected upon themes dear to Pete's heart: social justice, environmental stewardship, and the lives and struggles of working class folks. So here's Mike Holliday performing the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore.
This song is called The L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. It's by Gene Ritchie. Gene Ritchie is from Kentucky, from the coal mining area. She graduated from the University of Kentucky in 1946 and moved to New York to teach at the Henry Street settlement in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And she was introduced to Pete Seeger, and they became good friends, and she appeared on his TV show, Rainbow Quest, and they did many concerts together, including Carnegie Hall. In 1969, Gene Ritchie recorded this song, released this song. And it's a protest against the impoverished miners of Kentucky. The L&N is the Louisville and Nashville Railroad that stopped running. And she protested the mountaintop mining, the strip mining. And it's called The L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore.
When I was a curly-headed baby, Daddy set me down upon his knee, saying, son, go to school and get your letters. Don't be a dusty coal miner like me. I was born and raised in the mouth of Hazard Holler, where coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. Now they stand in rusty rows all empty, 'cause the L&N don't stop here anymore. I used to think my daddy was a black man, stripped enough to buy the company store. Now he goes to town with empty pockets and skin as white as February snow. I was born and raised at the mouth of Hazard Holler, where coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. Now they stand in rusty rows all empty, 'cause the L&N don't stop here anymore. I dreamt I went back to the office to get my payday like I'd done before. Then Kudzu Vine was covering up the doorway, and leaves and grass are growing through the floor. I was born and raised at the mouth of Hazard Holler, where coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. Now they stand in rusty rows all empty, 'cause the L&N don't stop here anymore.
Thank you, Mike. Now, before we move on, I should mention that Mike Holliday will be returning to our pulpit this August. We look forward to his return. Well, it's time to turn again to the iconic singer-songwriter himself, Pete Seeger. Most of you know how I feel about Pete, his music, and his place, not just in the history of music, but in the history of our country. When I heard the news Pete had died, the first thought that ran through my mind was, who'll be the conscience of America now? Who'll be the conscience of America now? Through the last century and into the present one, he was the conscience of this country. His playlist, with songs he wrote or championed, is a soundtrack for our Unitarian Universalist principles, for the struggle for justice and equity, and for the most significant cultural and political movements of his time. As a 2014 article in our UU World magazine declared, quote, if there was ever a progressive cause Pete Seeger didn't sing about, the record doesn't show it. Excuse the pun on the word record there. And many of Pete's songs, as I've discovered over the years, involve stories within stories. That is, their creation and or their performance can be a story in and of itself. This is certainly true of Pete's ballad, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. We're going to watch his performance of this song on the primetime network TV show, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. Now, Pete actually recorded this song for the Smothers Brothers Hour in September of 1967. That date marked Pete's first appearance on a major stage since his blacklisting following an investigation and subsequent conviction in the mid-1950s at the hands of Joe McCarthy's infamous House Committee on Un-American Activities. But network censors considered the Big Muddy too controversial and cut it from Pete's set. Now, you have to ask, why would a story set in 1942, as you'll hear, during the Second World War, be so controversial in 1967? Well, the song's message resonated a little too much with the mounting protests of the Vietnam War. And one line in particular raised eyebrows. The line in which the strong-minded but weak-thinking captain chides his cautious sergeant for being a nervous Nelly. That's what President Lyndon Johnson had called the growing number of Vietnam War critics in a speech he delivered in September 1967. Now, the Smothers Brothers were no strangers to battles with network censors, and they went public and went to the mat over this battle. So finally, on February 24th, 1968, the American public heard for the first time Pete's song, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
Was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. All at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The
sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where he'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool set to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
Every time I read the paper, that feeling comes on. When waist deep in the big muddy, and some big fool says to push on. Among the most talented contemporary UU troubadours are Sandy Opital and Pat Humphreys. They perform as the duo Emma's Revolution. I was privileged to hear them perform in a concert at the final annual meeting of the Joseph Priestley District of the Unitarian Universalist Association. That's the meeting when the decision to dissolve the districts and form four regional subdivisions was finalized. We've incorporated their song Keep On Moving Forward in a service several weeks ago. And this morning, we'll watch them perform a ballad that, like Bill Stain's Louisiana Storm and Fred Small's The Heart of the Appaloosa, memorializes an actual historic event. And I don't need to set this song up for you. You'll recognize almost immediately the event that Sandy Apatow and Pat Humphreys sing of in A Day in January.
There came the flags and guns, convinced of his election. Rage filled and dangerous, a ragtag insurrection. They moved with impunity, thinking they'd make history. Hate unveiled blatantly on a day in January. Gathered on that public land, red hats, white fisted hands, to carry out what he had planned. Guards could not withstand the surging wave of violence through the halls and the balcony. The terror and the treachery of a day in January. Not in our house, not fall, not on that day. day.
May our UU troubadours always be with us to help us form a collective history, find its meaning, find meaning in it, and carry on. We've now come to the time in our service when we open the floor for joys and concerns. If you're experiencing a joy lifting your spirit up or a sorrow weighing your spirit down, we invite you, after a brief musical interlude, to share it with us. And our musical interlude this morning, Prayer Shawl, was written by our talented and accomplished T-Puff troubadour, Christine Winchester Perry. She composed the piece after she received a shawl knitted for her back in 2008 by members of the T-Puff Prayer Shawl group and gifted as a gesture of comfort and support when Christine was dealing with some frustrating and draining health issues. After we hear Christine perform her song, Prayer Shawl, John Serre will instruct us how to participate in matters of the heart.
All right, well, we'll bring this time of sharing to a close with Spirit of Life, which will, the lyrics will appear on your screen and be sung by Christine Perry, accompanied by Isaac Strader.
Say, I think in the interest of time, we're going to move along to our closing song, our closing words, and so forth. You know, film director and producer Shekhar Kapoor once declared, "We are the stories we tell ourselves." And what do the stories in song by our UU troubadours tell us about ourselves, about our country, our world? These are questions I hope our service this morning will compel you to think about. And what stories do you tell about yourself and why? A marvelous singer-songwriter who, while not a UU, writes music that glorifies the human spirit and echoes our seven principles, Carrie Newcomer. I'd like to leave you with her words. "Nothing is for certain, and yet we live lives of tremendous gift. When I choose to see my daily life as an ongoing sacred story, then my days are filled with a sense of gratitude and wonder. Even my difficulties have purpose. My story, your story, are the story of living every kindness, every struggle, every lovely moment of pause. Every glorious moment of movement is yours to hold in trust." And now I extinguish our flame, our chalice, excuse me, but not its flame. As Dan Schatz urges us, carry the flame, raise it high, send its beacon through the sky. Keep it strong and shining. Let it rise, let it grow. Let it light the world you know. Carry the flame. So be it, and amen. And now we'll have Pete Seeger lead us in singing our closing song, "This Land Is Your Land." There's a story behind this song, but I am going to cut to the chase and just have us do the song. Just one little note here that this song was actually first titled "God Blessed America for Me," and it was Woody Guthrie's retort to a song he got tired of listening to, "God Bless America," sung by Kate Smith throughout the 1930s. And there are verses in there that we don't usually sing that talk about the bread lines common during the Depression and America's emphasis on property rights over human rights. But anyway, not even Woody Guthrie himself performed this song more times in more venues than Pete Seeger. And Pete was a master at engaging his audiences and making music. So let's let Pete lead us in singing our closing song, "This Land Is Your Land." And afterwards, we'll have some important announcements. And following that, there's a special postlude, folks. For those of us who are yearning to be back in our sanctuary, we're going to have a little look back at a performance by several of our TPUF members and friends of Steve Goodman's "The City of New Orleans." So hang around for that. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, let's sing "This Land Is Your Land."
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Well, I roamed and I rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding, "This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me."
Well, the sun came shining,
And I was strolling, the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Okay, that's the conclusion of our service. We are do invite you to stick around as we were going to be playing a song, City of New Orleans, that was played at the Fellowship a number of years ago by members of Thomas Paine during one of our UU Troubadours, previous UU Troubadours sessions. But we'll be taking about a 5-minute break while that plays, and feel free to grab a cup of coffee or a snack and come on back for some casual conversation afterwards.
Doctors and 25 sacks of mail. Along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Candy Key, rolling along past Miller's farms and fields. Graveyard full of old black men, passing towns that have no name, in the graveyards of rusted automobiles.
Thank you.
to Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. The Mississippi dock is down to the rolling sea.
By all the towns and people seen, made to the bad dream. Steel rain, still ain't heard the news. This song again, passengers will please refrain. This train's got to disappear and bring the
Thank you.